Question.
Yes.
That is the gospel, the core of the gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection. Now, I have a question. If you're bleeding to death, if you were bleeding to death right now, and I handed you a big bandage with that blood stop on it, what do you just believe in that bandage with the blood stop on it, or what do you do with it to save your life? You apply it. So how do you apply that atoning work of Jesus Christ to your life? Just believing?
By faith.
By faith. But what does the Bible also tell us we have to do?
Believe upon his word, upon his name.
Right, but you, so your faith and believe, but the Bible tells us so.
Trust.
That's kind of the same thing. But the Bible says so much more. What are Jesus' first ministry words? It's right on my card on that gospel, so you can follow up on it. Repent.
Well, I said that. Repent.
You did? I didn't hear you say repent. So what is repentance?
Repentance is confessing your sins unto God and knowing that you're a sinner and let him know so he can cleanse you. And through that,
do you get cleansed by living in them, or do you have to forsake and leave them?
No, it's not by works, it's by faith.
So you don't have to leave your sin?
Oh, yeah, you got to leave your sin.
Oh, but so we're not saved by works, but works are part of a saving salvation.
No.
Yeah, no, sure they are.
Let me talk.
Sure they are.
Let me talk. Christ did it all on the cross.
Let me set the table. What, do you belong to a religious organization?
No.
You don't go to a church?
Yes, I do.
Can I ask the name of it? It helps me.
Calvary Church.
Calvary Church, okay, that's a non-denominational system. Okay, it's not biblical, it's made of man. And they keep a lot of pagan holidays.
I know all that.
Feminization. But you're united to it, so you must be okay with it.
I'm not united to it. I'm not a member of it.
Do you sing and pray there?
I do.
Then you're united to them.
Listen, this is how you lose people.
Lose them? If the truth of God loses people, I'm happy with that. Jesus lost a lot of people over
Wait,
the truth.
You got to stop and let people talk. Okay, I know you're recording me, right?
I am.
You shouldn't record me without my permission.
Why not? It's a public place.
No, you don't have my permission.
Yes, it's a public place. I don't need permission
okay,
in a public
listen,
place.
Listen to me.
You can take pictures and record me all you want.
Listen, if you're going to talk like that, you'll never get anybody to come to you.
Who brings people to God, me or the Spirit?
The Spirit of God.
All right, and the truth,
Wait.
And the call to repentance.
Wait.
So I would call you to repent of the Calvary system because they're teaching you a bunch of lies.
Listen to me. You're
they're teaching
loud.
A bunch of lies.
This is personal.
I'm sorry?
This is personal. You don't need to yell the whole like this to everybody. This
Jesus
talk.
Said, go lift up your voice. Preach the gospel from the housetops.
Are you going to let me talk or not?
That's what he said. He said, lift up your voice.
Are you
against street preaching? Do you know what the word preach in the Bible means? Public crier. It's not a guy in a wooden box on Sunday.
Are you going to listen to me or not?
Should I listen to a man that keeps false Sunday church traditions that God hates?
You know, you're a real false prophet here. You don't know what
I'm a false prophet? Name one thing I've said that's false. Calvary Chapel is a false religious system.
Did you hear what I said?
Invented by man, Chuck Smith. Who was into Lonnie Smith and the Jesus Revolution.
This guy's
See, she knows that's true.
We don't agree.
Yeah, but the problem is, ma'am, if you go there and you're united to that, you're united to it.
Would you be quiet for a second?
Yeah.
Well, how were you born again?
Why should I listen to false teaching?
How were you born again? Were you born again?
By the word of God.
Tell me how you were born.
By the word of God. Studying the word of God, not listening to false teachers.
Was there an incident?
Thank you. So if I believe you're false, why would I listen to you?
Was there an incident that you realized?
Did Jesus listen to false teachers?
This guy don't give me a chance to talk.
Because you're not talking truth, you're talking lies.
No, you're talking over me.
You're defending Calvary Chapel.
Tell me how you were born again. I want to know. Tell me how you were born again.
Why would I tell you that?
You
look like you're getting angry and fleshly. Is that of God?
No, because you're not talking.
Is that of God? Flesh and anger, is that of God?
Listen to me. Tell me how you were born again.
By the Spirit of God.
Okay. Well, how did
by hearing the Word of God.
How did that happen?
And by repenting.
Okay. So when did this occur? Do you remember the time when this happened?
I don't remember the minute I was born again. I remember a time period when my life transferred, was transformed.
Can you tell me that particular time when you realized your life was transformed? And give me a chance to talk, because this ain't fair. I don't care
you just want to talk, or do you want to glorify God with truth?
You don't want to ask Lord, is it?
I want to glorify God with truth. That's why I stop men that don't talk truth. Paul says their mouths must be silenced if they don't talk truth. You're not talking truth. See, here's what should happen. You and I are about the same age. You're in a false religious system. You would be better to listen to somebody that's come out of it and walks in holiness. You haven't come out and walked in holiness. It's going
to
be on my website. You can go listen to it. I want you to.
Never gave this guy a chance
no,
to talk.
I'm not going
to
give you a chance to give me lies.
I'm not giving you lies.
Yeah, you're defending the Calvary Chapel system.
I'm going to tell you how I was born again. You tell me how you were born again.
I just told you. The Word of God, the Spirit of God. I came to myself and I repented.
Listen.
That's not good enough for you?
Listen, I was born again. I was saved, okay? I was in a church, okay? At that time, it was a word of faith. Now, don't go over the word of faith, okay?
Yeah, they're false.
I know how it is.
Yep.
But at that time,
yep.
It wasn't.
Right, God can move even through false places. I get it.
Listen to me. I was born again. I had a short right hip when I was young, okay? And the Lord healed my hip. It was an actual healing. Were you healed? Do you believe in that?
I believe God heals. I don't believe what you see in all the faith healers today.
I didn't say that.
I know. I'm explaining.
No, hold on. Let me explain. No, do you believe what I said?
I believe that God heals, not all these false faith healers.
Do you believe God healed me? Yes or no?
I can't say that. I'm not denying it, but I wasn't there. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't believe every testimony.
You're born again. You're not telling me.
I did tell you I was born again. So go ahead. God, you say God healed you.
God healed me. Okay. So because
you didn't hear me deny it. I didn't deny it.
No, you're not denying it.
Okay, but I'm also not confirming it because Satan does miracles too.
You're denying it. Then.
Satan does miracles too.
Listen, if I get to believe you,
Jesus says in the last days he'll do many signs and wonders that could deceive even the elect.
Listen to me. If I got to believe you, got to believe me. It's not fair.
I don't believe you. I believe the word of God.
I'm a Christian. Don't you understand that?
I judge by fruit, and you look like a worldly man, and you go to Calvary Chapel.
Look at you. You should talk.
I wear a tunic. I wear a tunic like God told us to cover our forms. I don't preach with my head covered.
That's ridiculous.
I don't.
I'm not.
That's ridiculous. Your head is covered. Do you have a hat on?
Look at you.
I wear sandals. Jesus wore sandals. I wear a tunic. God put us that in Genesis 3. I wear pants. God gave man breeches. That's why women aren't supposed to wear pants. Women are supposed to wear a dress.
Let me ask you something. Did you drive this truck here? Did Jesus drive a truck?
No.
Okay then.
No, but you got to distinguish.
Day, right?
You got to distinguish between what God commanded us to do and not to do. Trucks and vans aren't sinful unless you drive to go look at porn.
How did you get here?
How did I get here? I was born by a woman.
How did you get here? By a van, right?
Right.
Is that worldly?
Right. You can walk. You can drive.
How did you get here?
No, see, that's not worldly. Worldly is what is in the culture that causes you to sin. This is supposed to be the temple of God. You're showing your temple off. We're supposed to cover it. Clothes is a sin covering. Did you know that, sir?
You know,
so clothes is a sin covering. Clothing is a sin covering. We're not supposed to adorn ourselves. We're not supposed to keep false pagan ways. We're not supposed to walk in Calvary Chapel ways. We're supposed to walk in holiness and obedience and in righteousness. That's what we're supposed to do. Holiness, righteousness is the mark of God's people. I don't listen or believe what people say. I believe the testimony of Christ and the word of God. And no one born of God will continue to practice false man-made ways. If you would test yourself to the word of God, sir, you're going to see that Calvary Chapel is a false way. Christmas and Easter are pagan false ways. Being like the world and claiming Jesus is a false way. Women with their heads uncovered is a false way. I don't let false teachers spew false doctrine. You don't have to accept anything but the word of God. You have to accept the word of God, not my testimony. Look at how fleshly you are. Really? So your flesh is justified?
No, it's justified.
I have done nothing but stood up for the truth of God, sir.
That's what it is.
I have done nothing but stood up for the truth of God today.